Start.
All right, that's Mouse.
Yes, and over there is Weens, and this is our first Mouse and Weens podcast ever.
Yay! Woohoo! We're having a great time here drinking coffee.
And we are sisters that decided to record our audio history for us and for you guys and whoever ends up listening to this.
Which could be four people stuck in a cave in Nebraska.
Which we'd be very thankful for, all the Nebraska people out there.
Yes. I'm excited about that. I was just thinking of the first date that came to mind. So, Mouse. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, boy. Well, I am in my 40s and a mom of three and married and living in suburbia and doing the soccer mom thing and, pretty kind of basic, fun, good life, but I don't know. I feel like there's this whole other unique side to us and you and me and like our background and I don't know. So it's funny being typical but atypical. What about you? This is Weens.
Hi, Weens. I back up that statement. I also think that a lot of people who have one side of them, they show up in the professional workplace, let's say, in the office.
Are you an office worker?
No, I don't do that. But I work on movie locations, sets. Mouse just tooted.
Can we pause after that? I'm back.
Mouse just did a quick grump. How do you define grump?
It's, you know, bodily functions, they happen. It's all right. We should all talk about that, by the way.
Yeah, grumps.
I'm tired of girls not being allowed to fart, poop, do anything like that, stink. It's not fair.
So we're sisters. We grew up in the same house, and we let them rip, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, we were raised by someone who probably really wanted boys.
No, he didn't probably. He really...
Yeah.
He already named us Mouse, would have been Jason.
And Weens would have been what, Jeremy?
Jeremy. Yeah. And he packed his balls in ice because he had read something that... Something to do with, like, freezing your sperm or something would create males. It would change the chromosomal ball sperm. What would that do?
I don't know what the thing
Mouse
would be.
Mouse is a scientist.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Well, no, the Y chromosomes are lighter, so if you freeze them, maybe they would float to the top more, so that when you ejaculate, they would come out first.
That's a funny word.
So anyway, yeah, we were meant to be boys, so we learned how to spit and poop in the woods and pee wherever we happen to be, and we're of that ilk, much to our... Men's chagrin.
Chagrin, which I heard an experience. Do you want to talk about your hemorrhoids?
Oh, I let the cat out of the bag. No. You, first, let's go back to you. Wait, we never finished you. So you do movie locations.
Yeah. You know, location scouting and such, working on film sets. It is not my 100% amazing dream job.
Why?
I know. People say, God, that sounds like so much fun.
Right.
And I would say most of the people who are in this actual job would agree with me that it can be tedious because you are sometimes just out rushing around, especially on TV, you're rushing around trying to find last-minute locations that don't really necessarily feed the amazing artistic. Like, you don't have time. So you're just trying to grab stuff and it's... Go find an apartment for this character, and then the writers write some other character, and then go find this thing quick. And so.
So what is your job? So you get a script. This is what I understand. You get a script, and you read the script, and in your head you have to kind of decide what the scene looks like, and then go out and find those locations. Right.
This feels like we're at work right now.
Sorry.
Do you want to? Are you interested in this for real?
I am for real. Well, I think it's important to have like. Your day-to-day. What do you do day-to-day? This is your day-to-day, so...
Okay.
Kind of, right? Am I right, or did I get that all wrong?
No, I'm... Well, okay, so I'm... I there's a location department, there's a manager, and there usually are key assistant location managers, which is what I am.
Can and I then... just tell everyone, too, what we're doing in the background?
Oh, sorry.
Any other noises?
I'm wrapping presents.
It's for Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. Yeah. And my sister, Mouse, had her husband come in and shake me in my bed to say, you should probably go downstairs with the mouse and wrap presents so you don't do it last minute this year. So you did a little prompting on that?
Maybe. It's lonely down here. I wanted you to come down too.
Really?
Yeah.
No, here we are in the present wrapping room. It all worked out.
Yeah. All right.
So okay, so away. To make it quick, let's do it. We'll make this fast. So there's a location department. There's a head of the department, manager. There's me, who's an assistant, key assistant. And then there's assistants. And basically you get a script. The location manager will sit in a room with the director and the producers and this and that, the heads of departments oftentimes, and talk about the look and the tone and how they want the show to be. And then they'll talk a little bit about, hey, Bill, location manager, what do you think? We're thinking like this kind of castle. Right now I'm moving my I'm gesticulating.
She looks like she's giving someone a breast exam. Her hands are straight out in front of her and she's waggling them back and forth in a cup-like fashion.
Yes. Almost like holding, yeah, two large boobs.
Okay, yeah. So oh, Bill, said that. So Bill has some teats.
So Bill has giant man boobs.
Tune in Tokyo, Bill!
We call him Tune in Tokyo. He's the finest location manager in the business. Ever. The go-to guy.
Here we call him.
So, yeah.
Bootsy Bill.
Fleshy B. He's the best boob in the business.
Stupid.
Why? I don't know.
This isn't funny. Oh, so now good, that sorry. Everyone has a good visual of Bill, the location manager.
Now the dog's opening the door.
Here comes the dog.
Who is this?
Yeah.
That's the dog. Cool. He just opened the door with his nose.
No, that's Pa. He jumps up. Oh. Hi, Wrigley.
So, a golden retriever just walked in. Boy, are his paws tired. Get it? Like, he just flew in from Chicago. This is great. Hey! Get out! That was the husband.
Oh.
That's Dave. Why don't you talk a little bit about your...
My... Exciting. No, I want to finish you. So you get your kind of idea with the whole group, and then you go out and find locations.
Basically, yeah.
And then you also have to deal with permits and city issues and parking. And
I feel like I'm in traffic school right now.
Fire marshal stuff. Well, it's not exciting to you, but it's exciting to me.
So you have to get permits, and you have to make sure that you could shoot at the place, and then you pay the person that owns the place, and you sign contracts with them, and you cover them with insurance. Just cover them with piles of insurance. It's weird to have to throw vats of insurance, and then you just see these little hands and arms coming out from underneath a big stack. So that's what happens.
And then you pay neighbors to use their houses sometimes.
Sometimes you have to park a truck in front of their house, or... use it for craft service, which means treats and snacks.
Yep.
It's the heartbeat of the film. Does that make any sense?
Craft and snacks, heartbeat.
I think you just tuned out there for a second.
No, it's craft services. I was trying to think of the word.
Yeah. So, stuff like that. You cater in someone's yard, maybe with catering, you got to feed 100 fabulous people. And then, that's kind of it.
But in the beginning, was it exciting? Because you were like, there's a movie star over there. And
kind of, yeah.
I might get in and I could chat him up and maybe Don Johnson could pay my college bills.
Oh! Solving the wound. My mother made me ask Don Johnson, my first TV job. Old Don. And I was like 20 years old. And I was his tall drink. Tall drink of water. I don't think he ever knew my first name. Or I was just a weird... PA, production assistant. Location assistant, actually. And then what was my point?
Mom made you.
Oh, yeah.
Ask him.
I wanted to go to acting school because I realized that filmmaking seemed really hard when I'd look at everyone else sweating for 15 hours and then I'd see these actors and they were having a great time guffawing and sitting in the trailers doing coke and Met Rex. Whoops. Did I say that? Ron Johnson?
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Electress. Inside scoops.
Inside scoops. He wasn't a terrible guy, but I guess he was to everyone else. I was just scared of him, so I never talked to him. But I wanted money to go to acting school in New York. And then I asked Mom, and she said she did not want to co-sign on a loan. So she said, ask Don Johnson.
Ask Don.
And I was like, duh, okay. She really convinced me to do it. It's like, I'm not going to ask. What does he care? He's got millions and billions of dollars. He's huge.
He's okay. Not huge. He's little, right?
And he's very small. He.
Oh, his shoulder padded jackets. I remember that.
Well, we have another story with that, because Mouse and I went to his house. Mouse is in the house, things are going to happen. And they did. She went into his closet in the master bedroom.
It was a suite. It was a huge closet with an island in the middle.
Can we get back to that? I just want to finish the story.
Yes. No, do. And then
only because we have to close that one out.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so the next day at work, awkward. I really was scared of Don John because he was like the main boss and he would flirt with me and I'd just remain enigmatic and kind of meek so I wouldn't be in the line of fire because I'd heard he'd had all these sexual harassment cases and stuff.
So he was?
I think he had 4 against him on the show or something.
So you were me too'd by Don Johnson.
I was me too'd.
Wow.
Uh-oh. We can't put this on here. Right?
Everything is anonymous.
Is it?
Weens.
Mouse. Her secret name is Francesca Scott. She lives in Burbank. So I had to awkwardly, like, position myself to where I'd end up, had the nervous stomach syndrome where you have to, like, corner the guy somewhere. I saw my big opportunity. Don was walking into an elevator with his giant security guard. Big black guy. I can't remember his name, but he was the sweetest guy. And I had to run into the elevator, so I knew I'd be with him alone.
It's like a Grey's Anatomy move.
Yeah.
Have you watched Grey's Anatomy? Uh-uh. They always had their, like, intense conversations in elevators.
This dog, what am I... I open the door, he goes in, here. I close the door.
Come on, dog. Oh.
Okay, throw him a nut, maybe.
This is... dog likes nuts.
All right. Okay, so anyway, elevator. Long story short, here we go. I get trapped in the elevator with Don. He's like, hey, so, how's the day been, or whatever.
He does have a nasally little voice.
That's all I can remember. I'm conjuring this up from old, like, 20-year-old memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little like, hey.
Right? Totally.
Yeah. And then I was like, cool, yeah. And then I said, I think I just went for it because it was only 2 rides up. It was like two floors.
2 floors. You had to get it out quick.
I had to get it out fast. I was just like, yeah, small talk. I'm going to college or school. And can you help me pay for my school for 2 years, acting school in New York? I just think I just came out like a big. And then I just remember the black guy security guard was like, ha ha. And then Don was like, oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. He, like, patted me on the back. He's like, that's sweet. No.
Oh,
that's what
straight
it was.
Up, no.
Straight up, no. Oh. I can't do it.
Did you immediately call Mom and yell at her?
Oh,
were you so
I probably did not go to her house for a while.
Did you see him after that? Like, what was it like?
I probably hid the whole rest of the show and then never worked on the show again. Well, I did go to New York, so I got out of there.
That's true. How'd you pay for New York?
I got a government grant. I did get a Pell Grant. And then I think I had help from Bob and Mary and then Blake's parents.
Nice. So there's you had some people in the
Rob
pockets.
And Barry. I can't say real names. Rob.
Good old Flake.
Sorry.
Flake's parents helped you too?
Yeah. Flake and Rary. Oh, man. Sorry. I'm the one that blows all the secrets and stuff.
And gets your finger in front of the camera lens.
And got the finger.
Whenever there's a celebrity sighting and we want to take a picture.
Yeah.
A big old thumb gets in the way of every picture.
Mouse and I went to the Cure concert. We were both so excited to see the Cure and somehow managed to go from the nosebleed seats all the way up to the front row.
Yeah,
like
we were
snuck.
Sneaky sneakertons. We would talk to all the security guards, work any angle we could.
Yeah. Mouse
sneak
teats. What? Little mouse teats got us up front. Tiny, tiny teats.
Tune in Tokyo teats. Oh my gosh. No, I never.
No, she wouldn't.
She was a
good kid.
I should have flaunted more, though. That was when I was in my best body shape ever. I never knew how
to show the curves.
Yeah,
well, we never got that training.
I know.
I just heard this from the dude that I'm hanging out with. Woo, woo, woo.
Hanging out with.
And he goes, you don't show your body at all in all your photos, like all your Facebook photos. It's all frumpy.
Well, I don't know.
Like, what, so...
Laura Ingalls Wilder was my, like, idol.
Mine was John Denver.
Maybe that has something to do with it. Yeah. I don't know why bonnets and neck-high frocks weren't turning the men on, but... somehow we got to the front of the Cure concert.
Those were some hot frocks.
In my hollyhock dress and my apron, but
those are gothy lacy. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, my lace up boots, little small heels.
Yes.
Heels. And then we get right up to the front with our camera that actually had film in it.
Yes, those were the days of actual film, like from our little film black and white film class from school.
Either that or did they have flash cubes? Remember flash cubes?
Mm-mm.
That you plug into the top of your little camera.
Oh, yeah.
And there were like four sides, so you only had four pictures with flashes, and it would flash, and then it would twist, and then it would flash. You could only take four pictures, and then you'd have to change flash cubes, and you could buy them in a three-pack or a four-pack.
What the heck? Really?
Anyway, yeah, so we get back all
the film. We had a real camera, because, yeah. So I had all these great shots. Wait. I don't know why I was in charge of the camera. You weren't even there.
Yeah. Wait, no, The Cure was the one where you pulled...
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking
about.
Oh, it happened more than once. Okay, I put my finger in front of... It happened at the Red Hot Chili Peppers. There's a finger in front of Flea's face in like 20 photos. Really, is the dog coming back?
Yeah, he can't decide.
We'll leave the door open.
Yeah, so...
With The Cure, I went back home. We're sitting with who was the more... She's... Okay, just don't worry about it. Don't, because we'll bleep it out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we have to bleep out real names, so. Sorry. If that happens, we'll just bleep, honestly. All right. That's easy
to do. But then it's editing. Then that takes time. I want it to be all done in one straight shot.
No, it can't be. It'll take 2 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Is it perfectionist?
I almost had coffee come out my nose.
Oh, she almost did. All right,
we're editing that out.
Okay, so. Went back and I said... Sorry.
Are you kidding? I'm going to wear a hat that says right here.
Sorry. You tell the rest of the story.
So, Weens. I don't know the rest of the story.
I went into my bedroom and I said, please, mouse, can you come help with the camera? Because I'm not sure how to do the loading part.
Right.
I was new in the class.
You had to rewind it.
There's like a little dark room situation with these film cameras. Like you had to go in the dark bathroom to pull it out and load it or something.
No, it had a little handle on there or something and you rewind it inside the camera. You never open the camera. You just rewind the film back into the canister and then you can open it.
Okay, so I didn't. I go, how do you do this? And I opened the back and pulled out the strip of film. Fully, like, 12 inches
totally
of film. And you
went,
no! And then, like, grabbed it. And then you were so mad at me. And that's all I... It was the stupidest thing. Like, I couldn't wait 2 seconds for information. How do you do this? Rip, pull! I was so dumb. I just think about that. Like, why would I even ask for anyone's help if I was just going to... Do some gorilla move, you know? So dumb.
Oh my gosh.
So that's
yeah
what happened.
All our dreams of looking at Robert Smith's nostrils are gone.
And that was the days when that was all we had.
You're right.
No Facebook, no Instagram.
Right.
No iPhones.
No videos.
This little film that you had to sit around tinkling for 5 days waiting for it to come back. Like, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Or you did it in photo class in high school, and you go in the dark room and develop it, and then you do it wrong, and it turns yellow within 5 years, and then it's lost to the world anyway, which happened to most of mine.
Which happened to all of my
black and whites, yeah. Yeah.
Currently, in my garage.
Right. We have to get you figured out. Why is your garage leaking?
There's a bougainvillea I haven't cut back in a year that's sitting over the top of it that now is bringing in water that just puddles in and drips. And I have a sick landlord.
Well, it's like a weird flat extra garage away from your cottage that doesn't have good...
carriage garage. I live in LA and there's a back house. I live in a back cottage and it's like where they would store the horse and buggy. out!
Secret out!
Get out!
Can I come in?
Yes.
Wait, let's record. Right. Let's record this the Mondre.
Mom, you're the official Mouse and Weens mom. Say hello.
Hello! Merry Christmas, Hopo Po.
Okay, yes. We're going to ask you some questions about us.
That induced a spurt.
Do you want to say what is the quality in Mouse that you would say from her?
And no ambient noise, please. No crinkly bags. Thank
that
you.
Was your son's. Okay.
So how would you define this child, like, zero to ten?
Our little Mousie always was directed and...
Nerd.
Followed through.
Boring.
Organized.
Nerd.
Lame.
And such a sweetheart. And she was a great number two mommy to
her name is Weens.
Weens! Weens.
You guys.
In my book, genetic... it's Squirrel.
Oh, right.
Oh, Squirrel and Mouse. Maybe we just need to...
Yeah.
Stay with I am the squirrel. She's the mouse.
Yeah. No, I'm a big ween.
So, accurate. Do you know how that all happened? Weens?
No, tell.
Okay. So, you were born, and they brought you to me, all wrapped up in swaddling cloth, lying under the... Like the baby Jesus, manger.
Oh, swaddled.
And you look just like a sausage.
Meat brick.
So we started
nothing
out.
Has changed. Because I was 11 pounds, 9 ounces. That's
yes,
a, that's
nine
kind
and
of
a half ounces.
In a body that's how big, Mom?
I'm pretty big, but not that big.
5'4" with narrow hips.
Yeah.
Sorry
these
about
hips
that.
Don't
am,
lie.
Am I supposed to, like, confess my weight, too?
No.
No.
Okay, good.
She's skinny, though.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's nice of you to say that.
So how did you fit, a can of Spam in there? I don't know.
Giant ham.
Yeah.
Big old...
And so they brought you out, and you looked like a sausage, and that stuck for a little while. And then it went from sausage to hot dog. And then from hot dog to weenie. And then Weenie Ann, and then Weens. Because Weens was the cool version of all the above.
Wow.
There you go.
Did that really stick? Because obviously you did not run with that
no,
one.
No, I named you...
You're the worst. I am so never telling you where I buried the bodies, ever.
We are a little more like loosey-goosey, huh? Would you say?
Who
we're at Central Station. No one
who
comes
next?
In here all week. And then here we are.
Hot timers went off.
Oh, okay.
What?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for the stopping, Mom.
Come back for round two.
She wants her crinkle bag. Take that crinkle bag with you.
We need it wrapped.
Oh, here.
I'll wrap it for you.
Okay, I'll wrap it.
Do you want me to just take it out? You can stay. All right.
Would you take the pie out of the oven?
The suburban husband is going to
take
the pie out of the oven.
That sweet
one,
dog.
Go on.
I mean, Schmiggly. You're all gonna know.
All those Nebraskan cave dwellers.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so that's our mother.
She's a nice lady.
She's all right.
Yeah. She squeezed us out.
She did pop out. Yeah. It's weird that we come out of vaginas.
Let's talk about that.
Isn't that strange?
I it's kind of gross. In fact, I got really mad at my kid the other day, and I told him to, if he didn't behave, I was going to shove him back up my vagina. I just said vagina.
She didn't mean
that
to say
was
that.
Weird. I didn't know. My vagina. Yeah, and then it was a joke, it was a visual, but then it got weird, and he looked at me weird. It was really weird. It's weird when your kids figure it out, that that's where babies come from.
What did they just go,
wow? Well, I mean, for years I said, you popped out of my tummy. I think they had this visual that I go to the hospital, the doctor just kind of knocks, and then they just pop out of my belly button or something. But yeah, no, they know. It's the old canal.
Is that canal, like, so how old are the kids right now?
I have a 12, a 10, and a 6-year-old. Boy, boy,
so
girl.
So who understands the concept of a vag?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that from parenting on your part?
Or is that school? Yeah, no. I mean, well, first of all, we call it a Twinkie.
Oh.
Girls have Twinkies. That was yummy.
Sorry about that. I have a cold. I can't get rid of some of this. Sorry.
Yeah! Let it rip! We also call her the honk. The ween honk.
I'm single. Yeah. That's true. Sorry, I got one in there. They're bloody, man. We're in Idaho. Can I say that?
Schmidaho.
And dry as F out here. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, no, just vaginas and kids. Yeah, they find out and I forget. I mean, I know how I had the sex talk with them, but how the babies come out. I don't remember when that happened. Yeah, it's weird. The memories fade. I remember kind of everything from the first kid, but by the third kid, you kind of forget
how. What was Elliot's story about the egg?
Schmelliot,
you mean? Oh, God! We'll bleep that too, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, kid number two. What was your question?
Something about the egg and he ran screaming.
Oh, right. No, yeah, so hubby and I were laying in bed one morning, and the kids used to all climb into bed in the morning and cuddle before we all got up and went to school and work, and so the two boys were between us.
What
and,
ages were they two?
I think 10, no, 9 and 7, 8, something like that, and one of them, yeah, had their arm up around me, around my shoulders and cuddling, and I smelled something a little musky and said, "Ooh, you're changing. Your body's changing." So it just morphed into the whole talk. And, you know, we get to the part about men have something called sperm. It's kind of like these little seeds. And women have these eggs. And kid number two ran out of the room at that point because he hates eggs. And just ran his room. So he was gone. So then we could focus on the big one, which was a little easier because it made more sense. He was about to get the health talk and 5th grade the next year anyway, so I was like, time to tell him, I'd rather him hear from me, and yeah, we told him how it all works. Hubby cut right to the chase too, because he had to go to work. I was like playing the slow game, but he jumped right in with, so pretty much you just put the P and the V, and that's where babies come from. And so my poor child got up, you know, walked to his room, and I'm kind of following him, like, did that make sense, do you understand, do you have any questions? And his back was to me, and all of a sudden his shoulders started to shake, and I thought he was laughing at the whole thing, because, you know, it's awkward, funny. And I walked around and looked at him, and he was sobbing, and said, I don't ever want to do that.
Oh.
You don't have to, it's okay, there's old men that have never done that, and it's fine. Oh. And I had to hug him and calm him down, and never wants to put the P in the V. It was just...
Right now, Mouse's eyes are very glassy. Glassy eyes.
I
so
know.
This makes you
very traumatic. It was sweet. Well, aww. You know, your kids cry. You can't help it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So now, years later...
I don't know.
Have you not had the talk again?
I mean, no. It's a known thing. I don't know if she knows, the little one. But, yeah, no, she doesn't know. But the two boys know, and it's, yeah, we don't really talk about it. I don't know. I think it's too embarrassing. But they get it, man. It's scary how much they get, like, from media and movies and just
who
all
knows what they're doing, too? Secret, under the blankets, watching YouTube and stuff? Does that freak you out?
No, I don't think that's happening yet. I mean, he's 12.
Seventh
grade.
Can't they get on YouTube?
Yeah, but he's not allowed to. Plus, all of our histories are linked. I can see what he
do you
looks
look?
At. Yeah, and I make him check in his phone, and I go through it periodically, and I don't think he's savvy to
clearing his history or
he
anything.
He might not care. He's really into horror and all that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He might just be focusing on that.
He's into video games and scary things. Because
he would already be talking. You would hear it come out. Yeah. Jokey conversation.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
And I read his text messages, and he has two friends that are girls. But, I mean, his game is so poor. It's so
sweet.
Yeah, he's just trying a little bit-ish, but it's just so off. He's not picking up the hints. I mean, the girls are like, I love burritos. That would be great. And he's like, yeah, it would be neat to eat a burrito right now. Like, they want him to say, let's go get food together. And he's just not picking up on the clues. So he's
like, I like burritos too.
Yeah.
Cricket.
Exactly. Just court. Come on. Yeah, so. No, he's...
Do you talk about, like, how to court a woman? Sorry, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Wow. Husband
does. He comes back with a 40-year-old thing.
Yeah. No. Sorry. Mom, I'd like you to meet Phyllis.
She prunes roses at the school. She's a volunteer.
She likes burritos.
She asked me out.
She has a Twinkie.
I blew some dust out. Sorry. I'm sorry. Wait. No, we can't say that here.
It's naughty. One little friend that he took to the movies a couple times. They went bowling and out to ice cream. But it's all been facilitated by the parents, you know. They kind of came up with the plan, but we had to chaperone. It's really cute. But, yeah, but the husband's the one that kind of helps him along with that. I'm kind of out of that.
So I heard something about a pube.
Yeah. No. Oh.
Did you talk about that?
Or yeah, that no. Personal? He's got little puberts coming out. What do you call that area? Above the dinky?
Above the dink under the belly? Button?
Yeah, like the...
Oh, just the top dink.
The catch. The top dink.
Just call it the top dink, right?
that's the hip term.
I don't know.
The top dink.
What else would you call it? It's above.
Know. Yeah.
It's like the equator. What's the top? A tropic equator. You know what I'm thinking? You know.
The Tropic of Cancer?
Yeah. Is it above the equator?
The love trail? The triangle? The landing pad? Landing strip?
Oh, yeah. We had to do this whole manscaping thing that my... older friend, Barbara, okay, bleep that one out too, sorry, but she was really incensed that her daughter, who's 20, she talked about pruning.
you're missing the visual again, with the hands.
It's the gesticulating hands.
Pointing in a
triangular
fashion.
It's almost like doing
fashion.
A loom, right?
Yeah, she's doing the... Chinese,
the Chinese jump rope?
No. Yeah, Chinese jump rope. She's cats in the cradle
cats
with her
in the
fingers.
Cradle. But around your vagina area,
in a triangle.
Almost like you're pruning the hair from the middle outward, stretched outward. Anyway.
She's parting the red seas.
I was parting the red pubes. Petcha pitch. Okay, so deal is what?
So, your friend...
Got really incensed that she was like, do not prune your pubes. And she goes, why? Everybody's, you know, that's what you do. You prune them. And she goes, no, you should be natural. That's all for the man. Men are disgusting. Well, like, essentially, it's for the man. You're trying to appease the man.
Right,
by,
it's kind of a...
It's
feminist.
A non-feminist approach, yes.
Mm.
And so, and she was very much like, he should appreciate your body the way it is, if you want to have leg hair, if you want to, you know.
Yeah.
So
and what the 20-year-old do, or say.
I think she still did it. I mean, I prune. Do you?
I'm groomed. I'm
yeah.
not pruned.
I mean, I'm not that much either, but, you know.
It's a triangle, you know.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just on the top, and everything in between is taken off and taken care of.
Do you ever do the folds?
Yeah, but with a razor, it's tough, man. I realize everybody's waxing.
Oh, that's the worst. I tried that once.
Really?
It feels like it's ripping off an arm. That's awful.
Oh,
it's
I can't
a
imagine.
Big hairy arm. Lots of them.
I just,
the
I
worst.
Mean, how do they get in there?
They're in the folds! You've got some... In my case, it was a Vietnamese lady. I didn't know what she was doing, but she started bending me over. She pushed my leg out from under me.
Okay, wait. Are you laying on your back?
I'm like on the side at this point, yeah. So I'm like on the side as if you're just like on a beach chair. How would you explain that? On the side.
So just you're lounging. Like, you're like spooning.
Yeah, like hi. Like with your fetal hand position. On your... Yeah, like fetal but stretched out on a massage table.
Oh, wait. Like Fabio on a cover
like
of
Fabio.
A, in front yeah. of the fireplace?
With like your hand, your side of your face resting on a hand going, hi. Like that. And
hello,
naked from the waist down.
Okay, wait. Back up. So you went into the salon expecting to get a what?
I wanted to get the stuff waxed. I
heard you went in for this.
For full okay. wax.
It wasn't a surprise.
I would hate if someone just threw some wax on me and started pulling out my hair.
You're surprise!
Like, surprise! What kind of a fucked up party is that? That's terrible. Some weird Vietnamese lady chasing you around with a hot bowl of wax. It's my worst nightmare.
Surprise!
Lay down! Oh.
Well, wait. Okay, so did you ask for Brazilian? Was it a specific
I don't think
like,
I asked a specific... Bowl? I just said, can you, you know... Get in the folds.
Okay, there, you're okay. missing the visual again. Now her hand is like a little shovel, and her ankle is crossed across her knee, and she's kind of digging in the crotch with the shovel.
Just
saying,
pulling
get
up,
in the
saying,
folds.
Get in the folds. Like, in, you know,
right.
in the folds.
You
so that's all
folds?
I communicated. I didn't know the Brazilian term. I didn't, this
okay.
was like a year ago.
All right.
I mean, one probably could know that term by now. It's been around a while, but I did not. I've never done this, and I just said, you know, get rid of it, the stuff. I can't remember if I asked for anything to be left, but...
Okay.
I think I did. I wouldn't have gone bald turkey or whatever they call... What's that one called?
I think the bald turkey. The old Yule Brenner.
Is that?
The old, Mr. Clean.
The Yule Brenner.
I'll take number 4, the Yule Brenner, please.
Just, who would want their vagina to look like Yule Brenner out of all things? Like, you could say the nice, like, the clean peach or something. Ah, the Yule Brenner. Hi-ya! Didn't he karate? Wasn't he a transvestite?
No.
What? I think so.
He was the guy in The King and I, right? He was
yeah.
the one dude there. What, he was a transvestite?
I think so.
With that, well, wigs would go on pretty easily on him.
Yep.
I could see that.
You little bald cowboy. I don't know if he means either.
All right. So
okay.
you're back to
yeah, anyway,
your Fabio position.
Yeah.
In front of the fireplace. With the woman chasing you around with the bowl of wax, and then
yeah.
what happens?
I'm laying on the thing, and then she just started pushing my legs out, like one out in front, like a yoga move, and the, you know, lifts one, I don't know how to explain it, but it just starts, you know, it ends up like this, just full in the face, and she's in there.
She's
like,
manspreading right now, and digging again with her
But this time
trowel.
It's painting. We're painting.
Oh.
She paints the wax on. You've never done this?
No. Wait, you're still laying down or are you sitting up now?
Well, she just flips you around. You're like a piece of...
You're laying there.
...meat.
Okay.
Yeah. So when she's in this fold for a while, puts it on.
So you're not wearing underwear?
No!
Because I've heard you wear underwear and then you just move it to the side and then they do...
That would have been nice. That would have been fine. This was a full... We couldn't communicate. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh,
she just
God.
Said, take them off, and I'm just... Yeah, it was like...
Was this a reputable place? Did you research this place before?
No, it's by my house somewhere in LA. Just a place where I get my nails done. I didn't even know they did this.
Oh. Did you go back there?
I have never done it again.
Yeah. I couldn't...
They put it on... Well, I'll just explain quickly.
Yeah.
Stick it on in the folds. Lift a fold away.
Oh.
If you're a foldy kind of person...
Is she wearing gloves?
I can't remember.
Okay. I'm biting my... Molar is really hard right now.
Gets him in there, and then at some point, I think you let it rest for a while and harden or something, and then...
Do you read a paper while you're doing this? How do you relax? What?
There was no relaxing.
Oh.
It was awful. And then it was the rip part, and it was the most painful thing.
Oh,
you just
did
feel
you
like
cry?
Your skin...
Did you scream?
No, but I was like, Jesus, it was worse than getting, like, have you ever had an IUD or anything?
No.
Oh.
I've had a hemorrhoid clot removed.
Oh, yeah, talk about that. Let's get off this wax subject.
No, I want to hear the full thing. Wait,
that's
so
it.
Finish it. So then you
did
were bald?
Did get in there?
Everything
in there,
gone?
In the crack?
Did you do the whole front? Everything is gone?
I think I might have left a little something. The whole bald thing freaks me out. That's
yeah.
weird.
So you were Yul Brenner with a little...
The Fu Manchu.
Let's try to think of the... Well,
if you
Ed,
put
Ed
two
Munster
eyes up here.
With a little, like, triangle.
Eddie Munster.
I'll take
Eddie Munster.
Yul Brynner plus Addie Munster.
What if they, how would you, because you'd have to put the triangle top of the forehead, but then also you have those long sideburns.
No,
have to leave.
No burns. Get rid
no
of the burns.
Burns.
Just the triangle.
I right? would want the burns just to come down and confuse everybody. So you just have the triangle and the burns on the side.
So when you wear
like
a bikini, you just got your sideburns showing.
Yeah, just a couple of burns down the skirt and out the side.
That would get people interested.
Well, you know, someone would really have to like you for your personality at that point. It would be scary.
That would be a great Tinder profile picture.
Yeah.
Just like what kind of bikini line you have. Just show yourself in a bikini, show your sideburns, and see what happens.
Have you ever done anything weird?
Wow. No. I don't know. What do you mean, weird?
I just decided to ask.
That looks strange. I'm scared.
I don't know. No, I was thinking about...
Have you?
For some reason, I was thinking, what could you do that would be funny to show that kind of hair? And I just thought, put one of Mom's 1950s... Remember when she put those little poof on? Or like Grandma's curly wig that we still have somewhere in the garage. But and then I thought that wouldn't be funny to say out loud. It's funny for 1 second in your mind, but then it's like not that
this
funny.
This is Ween's
grandma's
brain.
Wig in your bikini. What?
I think we're getting called to go sledding.
Did you say Fu Manchu?
We are ready to go.
Really? Is it an hour?
Bye.
We're going sledding.
All right.
We better look at our time anyway. We're at 41.
All right, well.
So you want to keep it at 45 and cut her down? We don't have to rush.
Yeah.
We're the women here. We're
That's
the
right.
matriarchs.
That's right.
We determine the time.
Grow that hair.
Grow that hair.
We will not go sledding right now.
Grandma's wig and your bikini.
I would like that. I think we should do that. A social experiment. Make a profile online of just a hairy person. And see what happens. Will you do it?
Of a hairy person?
Yeah, just hair everywhere. Like show off the armpits, the grandma wig bikini line.
Just a big old blazing hairball.
Yeah,
and
just
all,
let it all grow out and then see what kind of guy you get.
You get someone who, like all the Burning Man guys, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Did you hear that Burning Man, there actually was a Burning Man and they shut it down?
Someone burned themselves?
Yeah, some guy high on drugs, like ran into the fire at Burning Man and died. Like suicide. Or just
what was he on?
Crazy high acid trip. I don't know.
Probably acid.
And now it's not even the real Burning Man anymore. Now they do it somewhere else and call it something else.
And charge you $400 and it turned into a big corporate takeover.
Yeah.
Which can happen.
True.
When things get exciting.
I...
Do you want to shut this down at 45 here?
I guess so.
We're at 42 minutes. Okay. Or do you want to take it to an hour? I think we're fine, right?
Yeah, this... Whatever. Works for me. Will you do that? Will you do a social experiment?
I have to grow the hair?
Well, you're the single one. I think you should have the
it's
profile.
It's not going to hurt my dating life.
Wouldn't that be fun, though?
Yeah, just to be hairy and see who responds without commenting on anything about hair. You just are hairy?
Yeah.
Just like, hi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like, here are my legs and have like a silhouetted glistening sunlight shot with all your
they
bristles.
They call those flyaways in the movies when you can see the backlit hair.
Yes.
They go, oh, we got a flyaway, send in the hair lady.
Do they
except
trim
you'll
it?
Just have flyaways all the
yeah. Stubble on your legs.
If you did the whole thing backlit, like, hi.
Yes. Yes.
Armpits, legs.
Yeah. Just
vajaj.
Big starfish pose with the sun setting
glistening,
behind you.
Like a yoga person.
Yeah.
But then you'd attract all the hairy yoga guys.
That's all right. Maybe they'd be your soulmate.
Maybe. You know what? I might like a guy that would appreciate my hair.
Yeah.
Because all the other bozos really like those clean-shaven porn stars.
See?
See? I need a hair liker.
Yes. Go back to the Joy of Sex, circa
1970s. That was the first bush I ever saw. It was Joy of Sex, parents'
right?
shelf.
Yeah.
Gross.
Big Afro guys with beards.
Big old bushes.
Everywhere.
Big old curls.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
There was a whole page about how to lick armpit hair.
No.
Yeah. I remember, I think that's where my armpit,
that's
like, obsession.
Far, that's
yeah,
weird.
No, I know. But it was, like, all about getting the hormones and the pheromones and, like, swirling it around your tongue.
This is when Dad packed his balls in ice. It probably came from that book.
Probably.
That's weird.
Right?
Well, whatever.
Maybe.
We'll do stranger things.
You could bring it back.
Okay. We heard it here folks. Bringing back the armpit lick.
That's right.
Hair lick.
Mouse
not a cow
and weens.
Lick.
Welcome to our podcast of Mouse and Weens. We've covered many topics, and that's how we're going to close it out.
All right. Mouse and Weens, Mouse and Weens, Mouse and Weens, and a Mouse and Weens. Mouse and Weens, Mouse and Weens.